Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Somebody lawyering up as we speak.
Sick.
Get Jackson's fiance on the phone.
My attorneys is coming.
I have my dad looking into it.
Yeah. My attorneys is coming. Yeah. We're gonna change it to the Boston Herald Wiki edition.
You should see if Alan Jackson is available. I think he's very affordable.
And
Karen Reed's attorney.
Give the other side equal.
And I'm a Sue Brockton too. Pitch a contract. Where the hell's the rest of my damn money?
Did you sign on a dotted line for $100,000?
No, I signed for the
stipend.
Yeah, like 15 and some change. Mm,
you got bags of cash coming on this baby from everybody.
I want my damn money.
And can I just? I know we have fun with Wiggy. The fact that Wiggy did that last year for $15,000, the amount of time that guy put into those kids is something that should be applauded.
Yep.
I should be paid
$100,000. But it's not applauded because they're sitting there, somebody who's bitter, who didn't get the job, is sitting there going, wait a minute, he has no experience coaching. Excuse me, he won a Super Bowl, you dink. That's enough experience to coach high school football.
And if you want to understand why our education system is so flawed, this is such a great encapsulation of all of that.
Yeah.
You have someone who is talented in ways that far exceed the pay and the coaching level for Wiggy out of a job, not like you could get it, but out of work because he doesn't kiss the knee or kiss the ring of a union.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want to get a job because you're the best, not because somebody else you complain about?
Yeah.
And I had we had our plan all ready for this year.
Yeah.
I was in the off season. I had the good plan. I was going to, I was learning. I learned from the first year, okay, maybe I'll let some, I was doing too much, trying to do too much. I said, okay, I was going to have my boy Barrows run the offense, make some adjustments on defense.
Get criminal to come in and talk.
We have it. Our educational pop, we was on point. We had progress reports. Kids weren't playing if their grades weren't right. GPA rose.
And Wiggy.
Goddamn money. I want my money.
Wiggy and Greg were out, I feel like. Courtney, the day that this all broke, I feel like we did a show together and we got call after call from moms and dads of players, of kids who played for Wiggy, saying how heartbroken they were.
I still go back there. I was back at practice a couple of weeks ago. And
are you getting paid?
No, I'm not getting paid. Now I know they owe me $85,000.
Wiggy loves pro bono.
He goes back at night because they buried the other $85,000 out in the. In the visitor's end zone.
Well, there's a kid. One of the players, Jaden Lopes Ribeiro, just reached out to me and and I'm helping him with his recruiting.
Really
because he's a really good wide receiver. See if we can get him a Division I scholarship.
This is outrageous. It's outrageous.
I want my money.
You are being maligned by the press. This is Phil from the Cape. Hello, Phil.
Good morning, show.
What's up?
Wiggy.
Yo.
You guys, so it's kind of a joke in the same way of Michael Scott holding a press conference when all the saber printers caught fire.
Yep.
Dude, you literally, they're going to use the words Super Bowl and morning show, number one morning show in Boston. Every single TV station is going to cover this. Greg, call in. All the stations have them come into the show and do a morning press.
We should do conference. A Wiggy should have a press conference. I agree with you.
Well, in case you missed it, Michael Scott, when they realized that the saber printers caught on fire, he said, "You control the story, so you invite the press to come to you instead of them finding out about it on their own."
I didn't have to do a Tyreek Hill press conference.
Here is your headline.
I want my money.
God. Yeah, we need to have a press conference.
Can we get this writer on to grill him?
Yeah.
Well, at least he could have. They could have called me up and said, hey.
Well, no, I mean, it's pure clickbait. It's like they act like you're involved in the scandal.
Right.
Like Super Bowl champion Jermaine Wiggins.
Right.
Involved in the scandal, like,
and he's not at all.
Not at all.
Don't you think it'd be pretty easy to find if they paid me $100,000?
I mean, your wife does have that very nice new Porsche,
and you did get that very nice big truck.
I've had the truck. I had the truck long before I was coaching.
I mean, it's very nice.
Yeah, well,
that Porsche.
She had that long before I was coaching.
Yeah. It says Brockton staff car on the side of it, which is weird. I
thought it was a little tacky when he got the bumper sticker that said, "This car runs on teachers' union tears."
And I was in the school, too, helping the kids out. Hell, where's the rest of my bread?
Hey, listen, just if they call for a comment, just say, you know how expensive it is to move to the city?
Right.
And, Greg, we haven't talked about it yet because I think it'll be next week or a couple weeks. But we know, Greg and I, through Ken, know Wiggy's appearance fee number. And what he got paid to coach is basically one appearance.
That is true.
Wiggy's going to be doing a show from Florida, and he's getting a bag of cash.
Right. It should have been, maybe I should have been more of a Belichick type of contract. 18.
Right.
If you had $18 million, you could kind of play around with. You could have threw me a mil.
Yeah.
Million for coaching Courtney?
Yeah.
Absolute attack job on you.
That's all right.
No, it's not all right.
That's all right.
Not all right with me.
The kids are all, it was all a bunch of great kids.
And so. You care a lot.
I still have, like I said, I still, the guy that's down there now, the new head coach, Jelson Silva, great guy, played at Brockton High School. They open up Friday against Bridgewater. Is it Bridgewater? Yeah, I think it's Bridgewater. Bridgewater Raynham.
Same quarterback?
No, another kid. That quarterback, he transferred. He went to a Catholic school. But good team, good bunch of kids. Man, I had a blast doing it. It is.
You know what it
is?
It's yellow journalism.
It really is.
I told you, I'm not a union guy.
Yellow journalism.
What's yellow journalism?
It was like in when the newspaper, like the tabloid form of the newspaper started in New York in like the late 1800s, they would sensationalize headlines that weren't true.
All right.
So people would buy their newspaper. It was like it's the old head form of clickbait, basically, is what it is.
All right. I've reached out to Lance Anderson from Boston Herald.
Yes, Lance.
Or Lance Reynolds, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm a total idiot. The press conference where Michael invited the media was after they had the offensive watermark printed on the papers that went out to the schools.
Yeah.
The printer's catching on fire was not that day, so I apologize to the office fans.
All right, we are going to get to today's news.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
I promise. There's an interesting story about the kids, the school students who went without lunch for a year in Brockton is very interesting. I want to get to that news.
I would buy them pizza
a little bit later. And so we are going to get. Wait, is this the guy? Is this the actual superintendent of the Brockton High School? Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, what's going
on? Mike Thomas, superintendent.
Mike Thomas.
How are you?
Mike Thomas, superintendent. What's up, Mike?
Nothing. I'm the one that hired Wiggy.
Oh, are you really him?
I am. Of course, I am.
Oh. Yeah. Wiggy, is this him?
Mike, what up?
What's up, Wiggy? How you been?
I can't complain, man. The Herald, they're coming at me, though.
This is fantastic. This is happening.
Outrageous.
This is live journalism happening right as we do the show. So what is...
I love all you guys. First, I want to say you guys are great. I listen every morning.
What's the deal here? Like, why is the Herald writing about a $100,000 salary?
So that was going to end up being Wiggy's salary if we got a great. So basically, Wiggy was coming in for the $15,000 and change to coach.
Yeah.
And then he was going to stay on as a mentor.
Oh.
And probably help over 1,000 student athletes. We've always struggled in Brockton to make sure that our athletes got into college and qualified. You know, their grades qualified to get them into college at all levels. Everybody always talks about Brockton, oh, they have to go Division I, but, you know, you have all the different divisions and schools that these kids could go to, and, again, help them get into college. He was going to be a major part of that, something that the athletic department never had.
Okay.
He was going to stay on, be there every day as a mentor, helping these kids with their grades, with their behavior, with their attendance. And let me tell you something. If Wiggy was there last year, they would have not been calling for the National Guard to come into Brockton High School. So that's where people are, missing the point. Like, you're talking about, I hired a guy who grew up exactly like those kids in a single-parent home. Worked his you-know-what off to get where he was and where he is now. And that kind of knowledge that he has and that kind of experience, you can't teach people. So having someone like that around those kids in Brockton is priceless. You can't replace that. And that's my philosophy, and I stand by it 100%.
And Mike was a great guy. And I still, my wife and I, we help out the Boston family who the mother lost the two sons in the car accident. We go down there, we help out in any way, and there was going to be a lot of great opportunity. But, you know, Mike was a great guy, and he did a lot for, you know, Brockton from that area, from that community. And that was one of the reasons why. It wasn't about coaching football. It was more about coaching kids that were like me. Come from an area where, you know, maybe everything isn't handed to you. You got a single parent household. There's a lot of things that go on in the streets that can easily distract you and take you away from the goal that you want to have for yourself, which is just going to college. And so we had a great vision, but unfortunately, because, you know, I want a union guy and people want to see things, they start going in
just
different
quickly
directions.
Numbers-wise, though, because I hear what you're saying, the $100,000, would that have just been for a year of doing this, like this next year?
Yeah, it was, yes.
A yearly?
Yeah, it was going to be year to year, because that's what you have to do, Courtney, with grant money. You know, you'd have to apply every year, but, you know, with the work he was going to do with these kids, there was no reason that the grant wouldn't have been extended, because they would have saw the value in it right
away.
Yeah,
you're not even coaching. You'd still be a mentor.
Yeah. I mean, I was there every day.
Correct.
And you went to school for family counseling.
Yeah, I went to child family development. I went to school. Yeah.
What Courtney is thinking is how many bottles of facial moisturizer she'd have to sell on Instagram to hit that number.
Yeah, it'd be a lot. It would be a lot.
But, Mike, did the Herald reach out to you and get your thoughts on this?
No.
What?
No, they didn't want to hear. You know, I never heard from the Herald. I've spoken to the Globe in the local newspaper about the whole deficit, but I did not hear from the Herald at all.
How is that possible? You don't ask the guy that was hired or the guy that hired him in a story about his hiring.
Yeah. Oh, it's a shame, and it's a weak attempt to try to take something that was very well intended and turn it into something else. I still remember like it was yesterday, Wiggy's opening press conference down there. He stood up in front of everybody wearing like a beautiful $3,000 suit.
Shout out to Quazo.
And it was. I was sitting there saying to myself, where did the man get that money for the suit? And it was really honestly like, all right, Mike, thanks. I'm glad you listen. And are you a superintendent somewhere
all
else?
All the time.
What do you do now?
No, I'm still superintendent there on leave.
Okay, on leave. Paid leave?
Yep.
Well, hopefully he's able to get back.
Paid leave, yes.
Hopefully he's able to get back, because what Mike was going to do, which they do a great job in, and this was kind of the conversation.
He was going to give you $250,000 to be the school lunch consultant.
He was going to implement... uniforms.
Oh, I love
no,
that.
No cell phone policies. Very similar to like what Springfield does.
Yep.
Springfield Central. So it was a lot of great things.
And I know we say this all the time, but like I have two amazing parents, came from a really great household, and Wiggy's like a father figure for me. So
appreciate
like imagine it. Being somebody who comes from a house where they really need that, and,
yes.
and Wiggy's your coach and yes. mentor. Like that's...
Yes. Also, apparently, Shannon Sharp, a father figure for Michelle.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you heard any of the audio.
We are off the rails.
Poppy.
All
right.
Oh, God.
I wasn't a part of the IG. I'm just repeating yep. the transcript.
Yeah.
I have to say, you know what sounds amazing? Paid leave.
Yeah.
I know it really
Not
does.
Bad.
Yeah. All right.
100
well, finally.
It'd be nice, Corey.
Yeah, it would be an mentor.
Are you still going to do this show?
Hell yeah.
It double dipping over
there. Listen,
I
mean, I got three kids and a wife, so and I live in the city. So I'm always looking for jobs. If anybody's hiring and they need a little part-time help,
me too.
Bouncing, whatever it is, follow me on IG, too, because I'm trying to get some money there, too. So
right.
I'll let you, boy.
We will get to the news coming up, and then the Red Sox front office report as the season comes to a close at 9 with Sam Kennedy. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Fine Mass Money. The Sox take down the Orioles 5-3. Nick Pivetta went six innings, giving up one run on four hits while striking out nine. It was the first walk-off homer of the year for the Sox. Here's that call from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Egan Akin is ready. Here's his pitch. And he swings and drives one to left. High and deep. And this ball is long gone. A walk-off home run. Tyler O'Neill. And the Red Sox have won it. Their first walk-off home run of the year. The final 5-3 Red Sox. O'Neill hits number 30. A high, towering drive deep into the night. And the Red Sox walk it off.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, today. The guys now on the road to take on the Yankees tonight, 7:15 first pitch, with Cooper Criswell getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:15 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI. And as always on the Odyssey app, coming up, we'll have Sam Kennedy on for the front office report. And we have an AFC East showdown tonight. The Bills are in Miami to take on the Dolphins, kickoff at 8:15. FindMassMoney.gov wants to help you with your game day ritual. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed bankroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to FindMassMoney.gov today. It only takes 30 seconds to search your name. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Cordy. 61 degrees, sunny skies, afternoon high, around 81 shine.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.